This morning we saw with Brother Martin. He spoke on message 5, Recover of the Church. In Genesis, when men fell, he took the whole humanity with himself. And even the church today is in fall. In the recovery of the church, it's God who recovers, it's not man. Salvation of God, it's God who brings in salvation. We will see in message 7 today the status of the church as the body of Christ. We have 3 verses that we want to read. Ephesians 1, 22-23. We read these verses in different languages. We start with verse. Head over all things to the church. It's Ephesians 1:22. Then 4:16, Ephesians 4:16. Can anybody say it in English? So Romans 12 verses 4 and 5. Romans 12 verse 4 and 5. Members do not have all the same function. Verse 5. So we who are many are one body in Christ and individually members one of another. In 1 Corinthians 12:13, 1 Corinthians 12:13, in English, Amen. 1 Corinthians 14:26. Well then, brothers, whenever you come together, each one has a psalm, has a teaching, has a revelation, has a tongue, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for building up. Amen. We know that the church is not organization. So in point A, the church is not an organization but an organic body constituted of all the believers who have been regenerated in God's life. Point B, the body is the fullness of the head. And the fullness is the expression of the head. See? Christ as the one who fills all in all needs the body to be his fullness. This body is a church to be his fullness. D. The church is the body of Christ, and Christ is the head of the church. Hence, the church and Christ are one body. The mysterious, universal, great man, having the same life and nature. Christ is the life and content of the body, and the body is the organism and expression of Christ. Without the authority of Christ, there is no body. Christ takes away his authority. There is no church. This is a church, the body that heads up all things. As a body, the church receives everything from Christ. Therefore, everything of Christ is expressed through the church. 3. The two, Christ and the church as his body, are mingled and joined as one, with Christ being an inward content and the church being an outward expression. Point 2. We need to see clearly how the body of Christ has been formed. A. In Christ's resurrection, the process and consummated triune God has been wrought into his chosen people. In Christ's ascension, the all-inclusive compound spirit, as the consummation of the process triune God, descended upon his chosen people. Within them, God's chosen, redeemed, and regenerated people have Christ as the embodiment of the process and consummated triune God, and upon them they have the consummated spirit. In this way, the believers in Christ become the body of Christ, an organism produced through the mingling of the processed and consummated triune God with a transformed tripartite man. Amen. What we see here is man cannot form the church. It's a Christ who produced the church. In our daily living, we need to stay in our spirit, that the church is central and important to God. We also need to see what are the statuses of Christ, of the church. The church has statuses. What is this? New man, the bride of Christ, the body of Christ. Amen. We should never be satisfied with what we see concerning the church, but we need to always ask God to reveal to us what is the body of Christ. Or we want to understand what are the dimensions of the body of Christ. Christ is unlimited. Point 3. The reality of the body of Christ is the spirit of the reality of the triune God. The reality of the body of Christ is the spirit of the reality of the triune God. Reality refers to the real condition of persons and things. The body of Christ is a church, and all its reality in the spirit of the reality of the consummated triune God. The reality of the process triune God is his consummated spirit of reality. The reality of all that God, the triune God, is, has, and can do is a spirit of reality. the reality of the death and resurrection through which the triune God has passed is also in the spirit of reality. The spirit of reality makes everything of the process triune God a reality in the body of Christ. And we enjoy this by being in the body of Christ. All that the triune God is, including righteousness, holiness, life, light, power, grace, and all the divine attributes are realized by the spirit of reality to be the real attributes of the body of Christ. All these realities, when we live in the church life, we have these realities. We need to see that all these are in us already. These realities. These attributes have been realized in the church by the Spirit in the body of Christ. The church, therefore, possesses the reality of the divine attributes. 7. All that the triune God is in Christ experienced, including incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection, and likewise realized by the Spirit of reality, to be the real experiences of the body of Christ. We also have all this experience as we look to the Lord in our daily living. We have these experiences in the church life. The church as a body of Christ is a corporate Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:12 says, in 1 Corinthians 12:12, the Christ is not the individual Christ, but the corporate Christ, the body Christ, the composed of Christ Himself as the head and the church as His body, with all the believers as its members. Number one, believers consider Christ and the church as one mysterious Christ. The two have been joined together to become one mysterious Christ, the body of Christ. Two, all the believers of Christ are organically united with Him and constituted of His life, an element to become His body, an organism to express Him. B, as a vine includes not only the stalk but also the branches, so the corporate Christ, the body of Christ, includes not only Christ Himself but also the members of Christ's body. We who are the members of Christ, parts of Christ. One, Christ is the element, the factor that makes us parts of Him. Two, in order to be parts of Christ, we members of His body, we must have Christ brought into our being. It's true that when we're in a church, as a brother Martin says, we will always be offended. But it's when we accept these offenses, this brings us into living Christ in these circumstances. So we should not be distracted by our offenses. So number two, 1, 2, and 3. The church can be the body of Christ, the corporate Christ, only as the members constituted of Christ possessing His life and nature. And then point C, baptism into one body has positioned us to drink of the one Spirit, and by drinking of the Spirit, we are constituted to be the body, the corporate Christ. And one, by drinking the Spirit, we experience the dispensing of the divine Trinity into a being and are constituted to be the body. The two, the more we drink the one Spirit, the more the divine element becomes our constituent to make us as a one body, the body of Christ. When I'm sharing, let us turn to our spirit. We need you, Lord. Open our hearts, open our eyes, so that we can see the church. We want to see the body of Christ. We want to hear have the ears that hear. We want a church just like you want a church. Amen. We're all tired, brothers and sisters, but let us exercise our spirit. The more we exercise our spirit, the more we encourage one another. God has a desire on his heart, and his heart is to have the church. What is the church? We talked that the church today is the body of Christ. Why does the church accomplishes what is in God's heart? Well, here I have a little illustration from the beginning. How did God create man? Well, we'll see in Genesis 1:26 that Adam has God's image and his likeness. Image and likeness. Then we see in Genesis 1:28-30 dominion over the earth. Donkey was given, he was given the image of God and also dominion over the earth. So God wanted to have expression over the earth, and all other animals were created according to the likeness of those animals. But man was created according to the likeness of God, according to image of God, in the image of God. We were made this way so you could be represent God's dominion on the earth. In Genesis 1:27, Eve was the same image as God. Not only as Adam, but also as God. Adam and Eve received dominion. Adam needed to have Eve as his counterpart so that he could express God in his image. Then let us see parallel illustration, Christ and the church. According to 1 Timothy 3:16, Christ is a mystery of godliness. When he is on the earth, he expresses what God is. And 2 Corinthians 4:4, he is the image of God. Do we see the parallel here? Christ and Adam had also had an image and likeness. The church also in Romans 8:29 is to be conformed to the image of the first of his son. And 2 Corinthians 3:18 said we tells us that we are transformed into the same image of his son. According to Ephesians 1:22, the authority that Christ received was given also to the church. So we see that Adam and Eve is a shadow of Christ and the church. In eternity past, when God created man, he had this thought in his mind that he would have that he would have Christ and the church as a fulfillment of this type of Adam and Eve. So church accomplishes what God has on his heart, have expression and dominion on the earth. We have read this morning, and just now we read in Ephesians 1 that the church is a body of Christ. The church is the body of Christ. It doesn't say the church is like a body of Christ. No. It's the church is the body of Christ. What is the body of Christ? Let us look at the example of Adam. Well, Genesis 5:2, it says, Adam, man and woman God has created. And then he called them Adam. In God's eyes, Adam and Eve were one. They were just called Adam. Eve and Adam. Adam and Eve. They were just one. And then the church, 1 Corinthians 12:12, Christ and the church. It says that even though there are many members, there's only one body. So the body of Christ is Christ himself. Let me give you an example. I know that Brother Martin gave this example already. Let me ask, show you an example. I want to ask Brian, because he's my companion. Okay. So I will hit him. Okay. But not too much. I'll hit him. Don't resist. Don't kick back, please. If I kick you, what is your normal reaction? What do you say if I hit you? Oh, you hit me. His reaction, you hit me. His reaction is not, you hit my hand or arm. He says, you hit me. You hit me. You touched me. If you touch the member of Christ, you touch Christ himself. If you touch the member of Christ, you touch Christ. This is why when the Lord appeared to Saul, he said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Saul was persecuting believers. And so he was persecuting Christ himself. And then Matthew 25 says, if you feed these ones, these little ones, you feed me. If we touch the brothers, touch the sisters, we touch the body of Christ, and we touch the corporate Christ. What does this mean? The Lord places me close to a brother. Can I say, brother, I cannot be by your side because I don't like your face. I don't really have any common with you. If you say this, you're about to cut a member from the body. Because this member is connected to the body So the Lord places us in the body to be built together. And so what happens when you're built up with these members? Oh, there is a supply. He comes from the body, from the head. The blood flows and brings all the riches of Christ to you. I can assure you, if you build together with a brother who is close to, who is by your side, you receive the provision. You receive the vision. And this was my experience. This can be your experience as well. If you are built with the members by your side. Can I call a brother? You may ask, can I call a brother who is in China to have some morning revival? Of course you can. But for the building up of his body, we need to be built together with other members of our locality. Montreal in this case. We need to be built with members of Montreal, right? This member may be all the way a toe. He's so far. Can you really? Can you really work for God with one finger and one toe? Well, it's difficult. You need to be built with the members close to you in one locality so that you can take something and work for God. We need to be built with the saints who are close to in our locality. This is a corporate Christ. I have a vine in my little backyard, and I looked recently and I realized, I try to distinguish where is the branch and where is the where is the tree itself and where are the branches? Well, it's difficult to figure out, and this shows us John 15. If we in John 15 realize we need to abide in the Lord, but our abiding in the Lord is not only for our growth. It's also for the vine come in its fullness. If you abide in the vine, it's for the body of Christ. The growth and the building is for the body of Christ. If we are in a position of the body, we're in a position to receive the Spirit. So 1 Corinthians 12:13 says that also in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, we were all given to drink one Spirit. So when we in the body, the Lord through the blood brings in all provision to us, and this is to drink the Spirit in the body. We drink the same Spirit, which is provision from the head. How do we build the body? Yesterday we spoke about recovery of the church, and we said that all have to function. Imagine my hand. Let's say I have only one arm or one finger that functions. What will happen? My finger will be very big or will increase, but other members of the body stay the same. It is deformation, it's abnormality. Today in Christianity, there are many times there is only one brother who's speaking. He functions way more than other members. What does this causes? What does this cause? A deformation. We all members who need to function and learn how to function. We need to exercise for the building up of his body. To finish, we can read 1 Corinthians 14:26. 14:26. 1 Corinthians. We'll read first in French and then in English. What then, brothers, whenever you come together, each one has a psalm, has a teaching, has a revelation, has a tongue, has interpretation. Let all things be done for building up. Let all things be done for building up. When we get together, everybody has a function. Let us use our function for the building up of his church. Lord Jesus, open our eyes so that our growth is for your body. Even our spirituality is for your body. Everything that's is going on in our lives is for the building up of your body. May this be accomplished on this earth.